Hi, this is Yishai Bain. I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf, Staff, and Practicers. As the Shulchan Aruch writes in Aruch Chaim and Siman Tafresh Yud, that there's the Rama writes that there's a minig. Nag ulilvosh begadim levanim nekiyim. The practice is to wear white, clean, fancy clothing on Yom Kippur. Dugmas malachim asher is to resemble, to be similar to malachim that are white. V'cheinu hagim levosh hakittel. And we specifically wear a kittel. Shu lavan v'naki. It's white, it's clean. Because that's also the tachrichim. That's what someone who's buried wears a kittel va'ideza, and through that, through wearing a kittel, lev ha'adam nichna v'nishbar, a person's humbled and he'll be able to do tshuva properly. Now, there are some people, I think Yekis, have the practice to specifically wear a linen kittel. Interesting, similar to the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, as the Gemara in today's Daf Yuma Daf Lamed Alpha Mabez talks about she'avodas hayom bebigdei butz. Now, when the Kohen Gadol does the avodah, he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he's supposed to wear the arba begadim, the linen clothing. So too, the Yekis wear linen, a linen kittel. Now, I have no idea whether it's related or not, but that does seem to be the practice. There are certain segments of Klal Yisrael, certain communities that are particular to have a linen kittel. Most people that I see around, I think by now wear cotton, but still there are people that are makbid to have a linen kittel. Now, there are some that raise a potential issue with wearing a linen kittel. And that is because many people wear a suit beneath the kittel. And the suit that they're wearing could be made of wool. So they're wearing a woolen suit jacket, and on top of that, they could be wearing the linen kittel. Now, what does wool and linen remind you of? Shatnez. But is that really a problem? Certainly midoraisa, so it's only a problem of shatnez if you have wool and linen sewn together in the same garment. Is this a problem because you're wearing a woolen jacket and a linen kittel on top of that could be a problem? So if you look in Shulchan Aruch, in Yeridei Esim and Shin, Sif Dalet, the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Mutar luvosh chaluk shel tzemer, you're allowed, it's permissible to wear a cloak, a garment of wool, al gabi chaluk shel pishtan, on top of something of linen. So it seems from the Mechaber, that this wouldn't be a problem at all. However, if you look in the Rama at the end of that Sif, he quotes from a Yeshomer, there are some that are of the opinion that you shouldn't wear two socks on top of each other. You shouldn't wear a linen sock on top of a woolen sock, or vice versa. Okay, interesting. So it could be the Rama argues in the Mechaber, and it would be a problem. Now, it happens to be a complicated and interesting discussion. Go through the Shach and the Taz, other Nusa Kalim, analyzing Pshat in this Rama. But ultimately, it seems that the Mahalach of the Shach, and it seems that many poskim of the Mechas Yitzchak, the Chalkes Yaakov, go lahalach lemaisa, is that there's something unique about these socks. And the Rama really references it, that you can't remove the bottom sock without taking off the top sock. Since you can't remove the bottom sock without removing the top sock, then they're like connected. Certainly only the Midrash Rabbanan, at worst. They're sort of connected. And once they create that connection, it could be a problem of shatnez. However, if you're able to take your sleeves out of your jacket and you're able to maneuver yourself while wearing the kittel on top, you're able to take out the jacket from beneath, then it wouldn't be a problem. And then the post can speak out, even if you button it, and even if you have a belt on top, it would seem it's not a problem. There are those that are makbid, there's a taz, there are opinions that could potentially say this is a problem. Most poskim assume it's not a problem. And if it is your practice to wear linen, and your practice is always to wear wool, then maybe your practice is to be makel on this, but also maybe a good idea to consult with your Rav.